I hope your day is full of zebras and tigers and panthers and caterpillars. Yes, I went from large cats to a small, fuzzy, in-between insect. What's up, guys? We have an amazing episode of Shank for You this week with the one, the only comedian, Justin Martindale. But before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Justin Martindale, there's just a few things I want to tell you about. First, This Bitch and Friends is coming to the Comedy Store on November 26th. It's a fire lineup. It's me, Kim Congdon, Josh Potter, Bobby Lee, Beth Stelling, Pauly Shore. It's going to sell out. Get tickets now. They're on the Comedy Store website, and they're also in my bio on Instagram. So very easy. Do that. It's a great show. Okay, before we get into this week's episode of Shank with Justin, I just want to tell you about something that I'm very excited about, and that's Oh Yeah Socks. Oh yeah. You guys know I've been talking about Oh Yeah Socks for a while. They now make slippers. Throw away your socks, get some slippers, sweetie. Get some fun slippers, whether you're into crocodiles or bears or red pandas. There's a pair of slippers for you. They make amazing gifts for Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or whatever the fuck you celebrate. You're going to want slippers. Makes your life cozier, makes your life better, and it's a fun way to support your favorite podcast. Also, maybe you're not a slipper guy. Maybe you're a sock gal. Get some socks. Whether you're into tomatoes or cherries, or blueberries, or they have all different state socks. Like, I just bought some California LA socks that are really fun. Whatever you're into, there's a pair of socks for you, and they make amazing gifts. And it's a great way to support your favorite podcast, Shank. All right, guys, also subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/Sarah Weinchenk for bonus content. And shop the merch. Please shop the merch. There's a link to it in the description of this episode. We have hoodies, we have shirts, whatever you're into, you could do it with Shank on your shirt. Let's get into this week's episode of Shank with the one, the only, Justin Martindale. Here it is, everyone. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Shank. I'm Sarah Weinchenk, and today's guest is the one, the only, comedian, Justin Martindale.
So good to be back.
I love having you on the pod.
It's so much fun. How has it been since the last time I was here?
So much has happened, but also nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just feel like I'm getting older, but I feel the same internally.
Right.
That's what's fucked up.
That's natural.
That's really
I think last time
up.
We were here, we talked about Madonna. What? A development?
I just was watching a video of her making out with Drake.
Wait, that's old.
It's old.
Yeah.
But his face,
yeah.
He almost threw up.
Well.
He was like gagging.
But it was a different time.
What do you mean it was a different time?
I think that was like thirsty Madonna.
Like Madonna was. You think she's less thirsty now?
I think she's less thirsty now because she had a death scare.
You think she's healed herself?
I think she's healed. I think she took all the filler out.
She dissolved it.
She dissolved it, which I think was the cause of the bacterial infection.
You
because
do?
I think it was like she was like, just get it out of me all real quick, you know? You know what I mean? Because it's all everyone was talking about. It was like, Babadook, you know?
Yeah.
And then they had to like cancel
her tour.
Her tour because she like almost died.
Right.
And now I think she's like back. She's doing it. She looks great.
Does she?
I think so.
Is she going on tour still?
She's still, yeah, it's happening. I think she was like just in Barcelona over the weekend.
Would you pay to see her?
Here's the thing. I know people now.
You could get it. So you can get
that
in.
That I feel like I could get in. But I'm like, do I want to like reach that invitation and be like, so if there's any extra tickets.
Yeah,
like,
you do.
I would
definitely
go see it.
You could do 30 minutes on Madonna after you see her live.
Absolutely.
I feel like you have to
But my friend Bob is like emceeing for her. So he's like on tour with her right now. So Bob the Drag Queen is like on tour with her right now and like living and it looks amazing. And I've never seen her. And I'm like, this is one I would definitely see. And it's all her greatest hits, you know? It's
yeah, not I want to like, see her do Like a Virgin.
She will do Like a Virgin.
And her face will be...
Like a surgeon.
There. It'll be there.
Yeah, it'll be there.
I mean, yeah, no. I'm fucking done with the dating apps, Justin.
Go off.
It's bad.
Do I need these on? I didn't even like.
No, you could have them on if you want, but you don't need them
okay,
on.
Well, now I want them on. Okay. Well, like,
it makes me feel like I'm doing something when I have the cans on. Like, call them the cans. Like, normally you just call them headphones, but now that they're on, I'm like, okay, I got my cans on.
I got my cans on. Test 1, 2.
I am a professional.
She is podcasting.
Yes, go on. No, the dating apps are fucking me up.
Yeah. I think the last time I was here,
they were also fucking me up.
Still? Yeah. Because you had a date with some guy. I can't remember exactly what it was. But there was something along the lines of you like met somebody. You were like on a second or third date.
It's always around the second or third date.
That's the deal breaker.
The second or third date. That's when you find out someone voted for Trump. Twice.
Allegedly.
Maybe might be going back a third time. Allegedly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you find out things about people and then you start seeing them differently.
Mm-hmm. I love your nails, by the way.
Thank you. Pretty.
This was the third date or the second date?
Second date. First date was in the clear. The first date was great because it was a movie and we didn't talk.
See, I hate that though.
It's kind of nice because it's like ignorance is fucking bliss.
I know, but if you want to get to know, like when someone's like, I remember when I was dating and it was like, oh yeah, we could go see a movie. I'm like, why would I want to sit in the dark next to you?
And yeah,
like,
when I don't know you.
And I don't know like you. And we're watching Madea's Thanksgiving Miracle. Yeah. You know, I'm like, ugh, what are we doing?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't mind it. And then second date.
What movie was it?
It was like a concert.
Was it Taylor Swift era?
No, it wasn't. No.
Oh my God.
Could you imagine?
Yes, I could.
Have you seen it?
No, I'm a person. No, I don't want to see that. I, you know what I do love though is watching the videos of the concert people and like it's all black and white and it looks like Paranormal Activity, where all the kids have their hands and they're going around a maypole. They're like, it's my favorite thing. And they're like, this is a little culty. What was the music? What was it?
It was like a Talking Heads concert. That was like it screening in like a theater.
We need to calm down with the concerts and the movie theaters. I know. You know what I mean?
Let's go to the actual concert.
Let's go to the actual concert. I will see Beyonce's because I want to see the visual album.
And what would you wear?
Normal clothes. I'm not going to do that.
See, that's part of it.
Could you? I mean, I'm just no. Because I feel like if I did, people would be like, Justin,
you're doing too much.
You're doing too much. Like I just show up in jeans and like a hoodie. I'm not going to be like, yeah, like I'm not. No.
I mean, I see some women really go hard.
I mean, that's great for them. I love
they
that.
They go lots of silver.
Lots of silver.
Did she say to wear silver? Is she said that to what
wear
that silver.
Yeah, she said to wear silver. That's a heart. She said to wear silver.
She said to wear silver. She said to wear silver.
Like fringe. You know, I'm not going to do that. No. No.
Yeah, you don't dictate from Texas. What we wear.
She's from Texas. We have that in common.
Right.
So that's that. That's right. Where I stand.
I mean, like, I've seen Blue Ivy dancing.
Yeah. What an evolution.
I mean, that's kind of like the move. Have a kid, be famous, have a kid, make them famous.
Yeah.
Does she even want that?
Well, here's the thing. I know I have a tie with Blue Ivy.
Wait. Oh my God. Go on. Not the Blue Ivy connection.
I am 1 degree away from Blue Ivy, which might put me on a list somewhere. I don't know. No. So my friend's daughter is friends with Blue Ivy's best friend. Okay. They're like in school together, right?
Okay.
And so for Halloween.
I can't even imagine Blue Ivy in school.
Right? Isn't it weird? It's so weird, like knowing like celebrity children are like.
Learning. But are they?
Right.
Like, is Jay-Z holding up spelling words for her?
No. Yeah. Like, no, I think she's holding up spelling words for Jay-Z. Yeah. He's like, how do you spell Hova? For Halloween, me and a couple friends, we went to like a house party and like. Right. Our friend's daughter like went to her friend's house and like Beyonce was there with Blue Ivy. There was like haunted house mazes. So it's like all these like celebs at this home. And I'm like, my God, your daughter's Halloween was way better than ours. And I'm like, I couldn't even imagine. She's like, yeah, Beyonce was there. And I'm like, no. Do you realize how jealous everyone is of you right now? And I was like, oh, so next Halloween, we're going
wherever that kid's going
to the PTA Halloween meeting.
No.
Like, I don't care. And if anybody invites me to the coolest party, no, I'm going to that party. So yeah. But yeah, like had a tour. Like I couldn't even imagine doing like a sold out stadium tour, but also with your mom. But also when that's over, you have to go back to school. Right?
You're like, it's time to study. It's yeah, like, you're fuck like, you, what? I'm working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what's weird? There was a show called, really good show. I think it was on Apple Plus called Extrapolations.
Okay.
Did you see that?
No.
It's a really good show. It was about, so each episode is into the future. It goes a certain amount of years in the future. And there's an episode where, you know, the climate's changing, obviously, like gas is really bad and you have to wear masks to walk around, to breathe. Yes.
Why wouldn't that but be what like, happens?
But it's like Forrest Whitaker and like Juliette Binoche are having this like New Year's Eve dinner party. And he's like, yeah, you know, we tried to get Blue Ivy tickets, but we couldn't get it. No. And I'm like, I'm like, that's the future right there.
That is so crazy.
It's pretty wild.
What about, who do you think's more talented, Willow or Blue Ivy?
Blue Ivy.
Really? Willow has this one song.
Yeah. And that's like, it?
She's got one song that resonates with me.
Was that the rocker one? Isn't she going for that rock vibe or whatever?
I don't
know
what she's going for.
Yeah.
Her music.
Neither does her mom.
Yeah. No. Jada does not know what's happening.
We don't know. Nobody knows. Where there's a will, there's a way.
I heard, yeah. Okay, but I heard that Chris Rock asked Jada out before all that shit went down.
Before the Oscars?
Before the Oscars.
Oh, well, that makes sense then.
It does make sense then.
Because I feel like that was...
targeted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. But also, I don't know what to believe anymore with that whole
with
thing.
With the Smiths?
Yeah. Keeping up with the Smiths. It's exhausting.
Dude, it's too much. They're on. They're off. She has a fling with her son's friend.
Yeah. An entanglement.
An entanglement. Mm. That Which, makes it seem more interesting.
Right.
Though.
Wouldn't that be like a good, like if she was going to release a celebrity fragrance?
Entanglement
by Jada Smith. Like Jada, what's her last
Jada.
Name?
Smith.
Jada.
Just Jada.
Entanglement.
Entanglement. Yeah. What does it smell like?
What does it smell like? I
literally don't know.
Like a red table.
Yeah. It comes in a red bottle.
Just a red bottle.
With like
just,
a squeeze thing. Mm-hmm. Like one of those little balls that you squeeze. It's like all fancy.
It's Will's balls.
Yeah, yeah
that Will's. She squeezes slowly.
Yeah.
Did you read Britney's book?
No, did you?
Yeah, I did.
Already?
Yeah, I mean.
You devoured it.
It's not a hard read. I think chapter 8 was coloring. Like, no. It's like, honestly.
Was it sad?
No, I mean, it's just. Well, a lot of people did the audio, right? And I was like.
Is it her reading
no,
it?
No, it's Michelle Williams.
It's not even her. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, it was Michelle Williams.
It's Michelle
I
Williams.
Did see that.
And she's like, you know, she says the whole Justin Timberlake, like, faux shiz, genuine. And I'm like, wow, five-time award, Academy Award nominee Michelle Williams saying faux shiz on an audiobook. Yeah. It wasn't, I mean, it was.
I heard in it, she says she took Adderall.
Okay.
What didn't she take?
Well, she didn't take, it doesn't really say that she, like, she was on lithium. That's what they said. But it's also like, I like having a book in my hand because I don't know anybody who has listened to the audiobook realize the structure of her actual book. Cause it'll be like one page and then you flip it and it's just a blank page. And then the new chapter, like the chapters are so small.
That makes me feel like I could write a book.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyone can write a book, but it's interesting. She pretty much talks about like, shaving her head to break away. She talks about getting put in like a mental institution after her second Vegas residency. Do you remember that one where like Mario Lopez was like, Britney Spears, and she just walked into the car and drove off?
Yeah.
And they like put her in a home or whatever. And then she got out and everyone was like, Britney, hi, honey. And she was like, you sons of bitches. Like, she hates her family.
Does she talk about her sister?
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's her sister.
Did mean things about her sister?
Yes. She like said, what? She What'd said, she like, say? Remember that, I forget what the award was. Like, she was getting some Lifetime Achievement Award, and Jamie Lynn got up there and was, like, singing her songs, and she was like,
"That's
like, talks about that, talks about, I can't remember what else she talked
nothing
about.
Nothing about Sam.
She talked about X Factor a little bit. She talked about Sam being the love of her life. Because the book came out before the divorce. Which, by the way, he works out at my gym. He's there all the time, and it's the weirdest thing.
He works out at your gym?
Yeah.
What?
So I'll be like walking through the gym. I would be like, there he is.
Watching him at all times.
I do. I'm just like, I watch him, and then every now and then he'll go out on the like balcony, and he'll just like stand there, and then like a day will go by, and it'll be like, page 6, Sam Asghari takes a break from his busy workout. I'm like, oh, he's posing for pictures. No. I know.
How can you, I mean, like, dating sucks, and mm-hmm. I'm not Britney Spears. Imagine dating as Britney Spears.
I know. I don't know if she's
able
to date anymore. She will. She'll date again. I mean, she did have, like, one of the most popular Halloween costumes.
The knife thing?
Yeah. Do you know how many gays were dressed up as Britney Spears with knives?
Really?
For sure. Did you see any?
No.
Oh, my God. Everyone was just like.
In West Hollywood?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So good, though.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that came out like 2 weeks before Halloween. And everyone was like, got it. Got my costume.
I'm just like, I feel bad for her. Mm-hmm. Take away the Instagram.
I know.
Just like, even if she just didn't post for like 6 months and then came back and was doing that again, at least it'd be like a nice break.
I know. It is weird. There was a time too where she was like taking her, she would like quit and then come back on and then quit and then come back on. I'm like, I've never done that. Where I'm like, I'm quitting and then I'm back.
It's also so manic.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, I'm off. I'm back on. But when people go off social media, I'm inspired. I'm like, how the fuck did you do that? And they like have someone else posting for them.
Yeah. I can't wait to get to that level.
I know. I'm like, give me the dopamine hit of the likes.
Post something. Post something.
Post something.
Yeah. Post something that I do not have to look at.
Or read the comments
are so invested these days.
People are way too invested. All right, we're going to take a second from the podcast to talk about our sponsor, Mochi Melt. That's right. There's one thing I like, it's sex. And you know what? I like my sex to not be dry. Who would want dry sex? Not me. When I want to have wet, wet sex, there's only one brand I use, and that's Mochi Melt. Head to mochimelt.com, discount code SHANK15 for 15% off. What I love about this lube company is that all of the lubes are flavored, and they're flavored in such a way where you're like, this tastes good. I don't even like honeydew. The honeydew lube, so good. The watermelon lube, so good. The strawberry lube, so good. And it's not in a container where it's like, oh, that's obviously like trash lube. It doesn't say Astroglide. It looks high end. It looks sophisticated. It looks sleek. It's in a nice bottle. It looks almost like a designer shampoo because it is, in fact, a designer lube. Shop mochimelt.com. Have wet, wet sex and think of me. Discount code SHANK15. It's also crazy, like, we live in a society now where it's like, if you do something shady, it's going to show up on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I'm always on my toes now.
Well, and it's like, and everything can get edited and picked apart, like inflection, you know, like you could say the smallest thing and people are like, what did he mean by that?
I didn't mean anything.
It's Monday. Let me live.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. So, like, who are your pop stars right now that you're following? Who are your people? Are you watching Selling Sunset, the new season?
Oh, yes.
I only watched episode
Here's the thing. That show is just, like, background fodder. Like, I watched an episode last night just because I was like, I'll watch The Gilded Age tonight. That's my jam. Are you watching The Gilded
Age? No.
Oh, my God. If you want to watch, like, old New York cunts. It's the best. It's so good.
Okay.
It's Cynthia Nixon and oh my God. It's hold on. Who else is in it? Meryl Streep's daughter. Christine Baranski.
Okay.
And it's just like the creators of Downton Abbey. I wasn't a big Downton Abbey, but this is like the creation of Fifth Avenue. It's just like old money versus new money, railroads.
And it's good.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, what Easter hat would I be? You know, like decadence and these just white women just looking at each other like, ooh, did you hear? She's a teacher. The scandal is like one of them's educating children.
No.
It's so good. so good. But Selling Sunset, are you watching it?
I just watched the first episode.
It's trash.
It's trash, but the way that I love those bitches.
Which one do you love? Which one do you hate? Because I'll tell you why.
I like Mary.
Which one's Mary?
Mary's
I forget that they have names.
Charge. Mary's the one that's in charge.
The blonde one?
It's like, just get along, guys. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
She's just like pretty benign.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but then there's also, what do you think about the one that's saying Nick Cannon? Bree.
Oh, wait. You're watching Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
I'm watching Selling OC.
Yes,
I did watch Selling. Oh, you like Bree. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm like, do I like Brie?
Yes, Brie is giving like Christina Aguilera if she was in real estate.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
She's
awesome.
And I'm awesome.
Like, what's her relationship with Nick Cannon really like?
Well, I think it's healthy.
Yeah,
I think it is.
I saw they were making sketches together.
Well,
and that made me feel bad. I was watching it and I was like, no, no. He's like,
wild and out. Fun for the whole family.
He's like making jokes about if your baby mama says she's fine, she's really not. And then it's like, she's like,
yeah,
it's so awkward.
Yeah,
I know. It's very cringe, but.
He created Matt Rife.
No! He walked so Matt Rife could leave.
I know. I do love Brie. I do. I like the Sunset Crew, but the OC. OC's getting like.
Are they crazy?
Oh, they are insane.
Are their outfits as bad?
Yes.
Their outfits are so fucking insane.
It's so much. But how bad do you want to like walk down Sunset Boulevard in slow motion to a song that they can't release because of copyright? You know?
So
bad. But like
bad.
Just like a wind and just.
No, I'm obsessed. Remember Christine? Was she the big villain on Selling Sunset?
Oh, the first season? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I miss her.
I know. Have you walked down by the Oppenheimer building?
No, is anyone in there?
We don't know, but it's all like tinted and there's signs on the window that were like, please stand 3 feet away from the glass.
No, no, no.
And I just want to run up and be like, ah! Like
I want to go in there so bad.
I want to ring the bell.
And pretend like I'm wanted by a house.
I know. I did say something about, I forget, there was something I posted about the new season. And I tagged Brie in it, and Brie was like, I love that you watch it. And I got, like, I fangirled over. I was like, oh, my God, Brie. I know. I think she's cool. I think she's, like, the
lid. Cool.
I mean, my God, what did you do during COVID? Make banana bread? Like, she got a real estate license. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
it is crazy. It's crazy they, like, have babies, and then they look like they never had a baby. And they're, like, inside zero. I'm like, what's happening? Are they all on Ozempic? What's going on here?
Here's the thing about Ozempic.
Everyone's on it.
Everyone's on it, and we need to normalize it, you know,
just say you're on it
because it was so taboo for a while and now everyone's on it. We need to normalize it. If you want to like stop like Erica Jane being like it's hormones, like it's not
like hormones.
just say yeah, I'm on Ozempic, it's fine. We have eyes.
We know
you look like Kirby from Nintendo 3 months ago and now you look like La Llorona in the forest. Like we know what you look like. Just
yeah.
Be like, yeah, I lost 30 pounds in 2 weeks
from Ozempic.
Good for you, bitch. Like, go for it.
Yeah.
So
it would be so much better if they just said it.
Yeah. It's just weird when they're like, I'm having vegetables. like okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know people who are on Ozempic?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, there's like five of them now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's.
They just keep popping up like termites or cockroaches. You're like, oh, you too? Okay.
Well, it's funny.
They're all like gaunt.
Well, how do you notice someone's on it? Like, what's the main feature that you're like, they're on it?
When they kind of look like sunken in.
Mm-hmm.
When they start to
But like, is it like, so face or cheeks?
Yeah, I think so.
Mine's neck.
Oh.
Some people are hands.
Oh, yeah.
Like
there's nothing crazier than like a knobby hand.
But I like a knobby hand. Like
you do?
Yeah, it's just like a hello, children. You know, it's very like, is this the grand
like
high
when
witch?
When your knuckles look big on your hand, mm-hmm. you're probably on Ozempic.
Fair.
Right?
Yeah. And I don't know. I know a couple guys that are on Ozempic, but it's weird though because I feel like some of them
look the same. Yeah, that's even more dark. People who are on Ozempic and they're like, I could eat through it.
Yeah.
Like, well, then maybe get off it.
Yeah. But I do want to create a guy version only called Brozempic.
Brozempic.
Yeah, so it's like for the fucking dudes who just want to just dude out.
Just be cut.
Just be cut and skinny, like my wife.
Oh my God. The thought of just injecting it's myself elk flavored, every day. Yeah. Injecting yourself every day. I don't know.
Yeah.
And there's weird side effects.
Oh, for
like,
sure.
There's people who like can't shit for like 2 months and they're like, but I'm skinny. It's like, yeah, but your digestive tract stopped working.
Yeah. And I think it's like mental stuff too.
And then I think also then when you go off of it, it's like once you're on it, right?
I think, I don't know like what the grace period is, but I feel like if you're on it and then you're off it, it can really mess you up.
This guy I know went on it and he was like, oh, I'm on Ozempic. I was like, really? I couldn't tell. No.
But for how long?
Like 2 months.
Well, I think it like kicks in around like 3 or 4. I would never do it. I like the old fashioned way, like kettlebells and
I don't really like the old fashioned. I don't like the old fashioned way necessarily.
Yeah.
But I don't like the thought of injecting myself with something either.
Yeah.
You know, like if it was a pill, things would be a lot different for me, sweetie.
I love a good pill.
Yeah.
I pop a Prilosec every morning because yeah, I'm like, those margaritas last night are coming up again.
Yeah. Exactly.
But it's so funny you said that because I feel like I've been seeing ads for Ozempic, which I'm just like, oh, interesting. Like, I think it's just such a normal thing now. But then my boyfriend and I were watching, we were watching Housewives or something because he got me sucked into that nightmare.
Which ones?
Miami.
You're deep.
Miami and Salt Lake and Beverly Hills are all on at the same time. And I'm I love it. But I don't do the New York or Potomac or Atlanta. No. It's just like, whatever. I want like Miami is just pure chaos. Like these women, like, you know how they hold oranges and apples?
Yeah.
These women hold mojitos. Like that's what I'm like.
No.
Yes. It's the best. And they're like, and I watch one episode and I think I'm fluent in Spanish afterwards.
No.
Like, I'm like, mijo, pero,
no.
My boyfriend's like, stop. No.
No.
But the ads will pop up and like the ads that we're getting targeted the most are like, do you have psoriasis? And like after the fifth ad, I'm just like, do we have psoriasis?
Yeah, like, and we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
The algorithm's telling us that we have psoriasis.
Is your skin falling off? I'm like, no. Yeah. And it's like depression. And I'm like, well, yeah. But it's so funny because I was telling you about that nasal thing that I got.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It's like Navage or something like that. I can't remember what it's called, but I was being hit with it nonstop. And it's that
on Instagram.
Yeah. And it was that nasal, you like put it in your nose, you fill it with warm water and like saline solution. And it just filters all the dust and whatever out through your nasal and it drains. And it's like a neti pot. And I've never been able to do a neti pot.
Okay.
Because it just weirds me out that you're throwing
water
like
up
a teapot up your nose and you're like dripping it out into the sink. I've never been able to do it.
Yeah.
And I think it's like gone down my throat and I've been like, you know. Yeah, but this one, you just hold it there and it just goes and it just blows it all out.
Really?
Yeah. And now I'm like addicted to it because people are like, I do it every day. And I'm like,
can we look it up?
I'm like, what are the side effects? Because I'm sure there's none, but it's like fantastic. Plus with all the pollen and the trees and
the allergy shit.
It's out of control.
Insane.
I had to cancel my spot at the store on Saturday night.
Because you didn't feel well?
Because I was like, it was just so much pressure. I was like sneezing and I was like, Emily, I'm so sorry. No, hold on. That's not that. What is this trash? No, it's like, no, just do.
It's like a machine.
It's like a machine. Yeah. That's actually me. that's it.
Navage.
I was right. And I thought of your Sauvage joke.
Oh my God. Navage.
Yeah.
Navage
that's
is
it.
Not fucking around.
It
you bought a $100 nose cleaner.
Yeah, I did. I did because I was like,
I've had enough.
It's so good. And this is like not a sponsored ad, but
you
I was
came
like,
on here, you're like, discount code Martindale. I'm like, oh, Navage.
Sponsored by Navage. Clean out your face hole.
Get rid of your
it's
booger.
It's really good though.
Wow.
But it is kind of crazy because all this shit collects in the bottom.
No.
But it's not like boogers and stuff like that. It's but just what like, is it's it? Like, it's like you'll see like particles and stuff like it's.
They're not boogers.
They're not boogers. But I'll tell you this right now. Like this morning I woke up, popped a little saline, you pop a little saline pod in there
uh-huh.
and shut it. And then you just press this little button and it just goes, it like sticks to the side of your nose. It just, you just feel pressure. And
I kind of want it.
It's kind of amazing. Yeah. But
what if you start like bringing it places? I go outside.
It's my service navage.
You're like on sacred ground at the store with your navage.
I will. I'll show those kids.
In the green room with the navage.
I got to keep up with these kids now. I'm like an elder now. So it's kind of bizarre. I'm like looking at all the kids and I'm like, you don't know what it was like.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it did block this morning. Like it was draining and I was like, ah. And then I had to like blow my nose and it was like, brah, and it was perfect.
It feels like it does look superior to like a neti pot for sure.
Yeah,
the neti pot's weird.
I don't like it. Like get out of here. What is this like?
I'm gonna pour a cup Mayan, of tea into my
yeah,
face.
Yeah, this like Mayan pottery. Yeah.
Yeah.
This artifact that was discovered. No. But yeah, it's fantastic. If it's allergy season, Navage is it, guys.
Navage.
Telling ya.
Dude, allergies are fucked up.
Mm-hmm. What's more fucked up, your dating life or allergies?
I think it's a tie. No, my dating life.
It's a tie.
My dating life.
Mm-hmm. Dating life while allergy season.
Ugh. The worst. Mm-hmm. Not dating life during cuffing season and allergy season.
Oh, it is cuffing season,
cuffing season, allergy season. They come at the same time and they hurt us all.
Mm-hmm. But see, I feel like cuffing season is different when there's like an El Nino year.
Is it going to be El Nino?
It's El Nino right now, yeah. It's like, oh, or it's like
fucked.
La Nina. It's something.
Yeah, we're fucked.
I've seen Miami Housewives, so I know the terms. No,
it's fucked.
Yeah, well, yeah, because it's like, it's November and it's 80 degrees outside.
So what's going to happen though in the winter, is it going to be rainy? Like extra rainy?
I hope so. I could do a rainy winter.
Oh, not me. I'm still recovering from the last rainy winter.
You mean this January,
yes.
February?
Yes.
You mean this year?
That
was
fucked
insane.
Me up.
I
that
know.
Fucked me up. I was like, wait, am I living in Seattle but paying LA prices to live in fucking
Look
Seattle?
Look at you. Go to Austin 3 times this year. Just her whole dynamics changed.
I'm a new person.
I know. I need to get down there. I haven't
you
done it
do.
Yet.
You do. You need to go.
I know.
You would thrive in Austin.
I would thrive in Austin. I know. I would wear my Beyonce Renaissance attire.
Yes. You got to go.
I know. I just got to find a time. I'll be in Colorado next month.
Colorado? Are you doing Denver?
No, Colorado Springs.
Oh, what are you doing there?
E3, the E3 theaters. Oh, have you been there?
No.
No. I've never been. So.
I've never been to Colorado. Have you?
I've driven through it.
Like, I get the gist.
I've driven through it. I was like, mountains.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm excited. It'll be fun. That's December 1st and 2nd. So hopefully, I would love to see some snow.
Seeing some snow would be fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, are you like a snow person?
No.
Have you snowboarded?
No.
Would you ski?
No.
Me either. If you had to pick between snowboarding and skiing, I feel like skiing would be like kind of affluent on you. Like, I could see you in like a nice down jacket.
I have friends I have friends who ski. My boyfriend skis. He loves it. But I'm like, I'm an après.
Yeah.
I'm like a hot tub, champagne, like fireplace.
Yeah.
Get my cozy earth blanket on and just be like.
Come see me after.
Yeah. Come see me after.
After you're
like,
done hitting the powder.
You did it.
How was the powder, babe?
Yeah. Did you thrash? I don't know.
Yeah.
Did you shred? I don't know.
Oh my God. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Pictures of you shredding.
Good for
you.
Did you do the half pipe?
Yeah. Like if I, the thought of like. This is how I know I'm a hack poser. The thought of like having a picture on a snowboard appeals to me.
Here's how I know
lie.
I'm a hack poser. Yeah. I would take a green screen picture.
No.
And like.
And post it.
Like, you know how they do like Universal Studios?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm riding the wave. And they're like, what? No, you didn't do anything. Yes, I did.
Yeah. That's what's crazy. You don't even know what people are really doing on Instagram.
Anymore.
You could pretend like you were a snowboarder influencer and never have snowboarded in your life.
Do you have a big social media pet peeve right now? Like, what's the thing that just makes you like, ugh, when you see on social media?
There's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. People who go too far with the family posting. Like, it's like, we all have a family, right? Mm-hmm. But then it's also like, you're a public figure. Do we need to see all of your family right now?
Uh-huh. I get that.
I'm just like, can you just have a nice, tender moment with your mother, not on social media?
Mm-hmm. Or just like constant updates?
Constant updates. Or like the comics that are always canceling. I'm like, fuck you. This is the 15th time you've canceled.
I had a sinus infection.
No, not you. But you know
what? My sinuses were out of control.
They were like, hate to do it to you. Colorado not coming through. Family emergency again. It's like, bitch, just say you don't want to go.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Sorry to bring it to
you. I know you guys are all bummed, but new date is going to be January 12th. Make sure you come out, guys. Your tickets are transferable. And I'm like, wait, they're getting dates and not going to them? Can I have the date that they're turning down?
I get that. What's one of mine that I'm like? Or like crowd work we've seen before.
Crowd work that's just like, you're just posting it because you need to post something.
It's like, stop.
No, I know.
I had someone be like, why don't you post more of your stand-up? And I was just like, for what? I want people to come see me. I don't want people to just like have like it out there.
Like, it's such like a fine line too. Yeah. Because you're like, I want people to know that I'm funny.
Yeah.
So I'll put up a couple. But then I'm like, don't get accustomed to this, fuckers.
Here's another thing that I will not be doing.
What?
And if you do this, this is fine. This is your journey. Okay. This is great.
Okay.
I will not, you will not see me in the back of a comedy club setting up a tripod and being like, ugh. Gotta get the...
Can I tell you what's embarrassing? Catch me setting up a tripod, taping every set, and then doing nothing with it. So I'm like, I'm the asshole that's like, I gotta get this.
I gotta get... Guys.
And then I'm like, oh, that wasn't great. I don't think anyone really needs to see that performance. Mm-hmm.
Have you used the Comedy Store...
Yeah, but now I stopped using it because like the last couple times someone else was using it before my set. So I'm like, I'm not gonna take their phone off while they're on stage and put my phone up. Because that's fucking rude.
But how does it work? Like, you just put your phone up there and press record?
Yeah, it's not.
Does it not turn off?
It's not really a good angle either. It's like everyone kind of looks blurry. It's kind of dark.
Yeah.
It's not very close to the stage.
Yeah.
And then it's awkward because, like, the last time I went up, I was like, I want to put it on. And then someone else's is in there. I'm like, I'm not going to take down theirs.
Yeah.
Because then they're like, I didn't get the last part of my set. You know? God.
Well, also, you like to trust people. I do not, because I know the minute I would put my phone up there, someone would be like,
gone.
That's mine now.
Gone.
Bye. And I'm like, but my set.
Oh, my God.
I need lights on Instagram.
The thought of having a phone taken away or lost, I hate it.
Have you had yours stolen?
No, have you?
No. Wait. No.
Let me tell you, these iPhones.
Wait, I did. I mean, I had mine taken like years. This was like years ago. Like, right. I was like mugged, but it was like whatever.
Oh, casual mugging.
A casual mug. Like, here's my phone. Mugged. Bye. Like, I knew where it was going.
Where were you?
I was just like walking home.
In West
Hollywood? Yeah. This was like over a decade ago.
I got mugged in West Hollywood too.
Yeah.
But a guy pulled a knife out.
Oh, yeah. Mine was like a gun and people were people were like, is it a real gun? I'm like, didn't ask. Thanks. Yeah. Plus, I was like drunk and it was like, followed him.
That's so crazy.
But this past summer, we went to San Diego, my boyfriend and I, for Pride there, and it was like thievery. The thieves are out. The thieves are out. Like, Evan had a fanny pack, and like it was like flipped over to the side, and while we were like at a bar, someone just like unzipped it and just took his like wallet, took his phone. And then same thing happened to a friend of ours, like an hour later, she like put her phone
in San Diego.
Yeah, put her phone down and someone was like, and did the find my phone. And it was like already like off to Hawaii or something. It was insane. It was insane. And, I went to a bar actually, cause I don't go out anymore like I used to, but, we had a friend from New York in town and we went to West Hollywood and, he's like, let's go to Revolver. And I was like, that sounds so fun. I can't wait.
Okay.
Like, let's just go.
Yeah.
And I saw three different people being like, have you seen my wallet? And I'm like, oh my God. And I, of course I get into like dad mode where I'm like, put your wallets on the front of the pockets.
No.
Eyes on everyone. Everyone eyes. Yeah. I'm like, I don't fuck around with that. It's such a thing now because it's such a tourist attraction and you get these like, and it's like intels. It's like a whole like group
of
families.
The thought of losing my phone
mm-hmm.
to a random person
mm-hmm.
the stuff that it was on my phone. Mm-hmm. It's like lots of screenshots, mm-hmm. lots of weird like body checking shots. I'm like, do I look fat in this? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like if a stranger got a hold of it, it would be mostly embarrassing.
And then you'd have to get on like Facebook.
And be like, hey guys, I lost my phone. So if you get hit up from me, it's not me.
It's not me.
Yeah.
Just FYI.
Just FYI. And now like our wallets are connected to our phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Everything's connected to the phone. This is my Aura ring. It's
connected to your phone?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. By the way, this is not a real Aura ring. This is the sample size because I'm trying out if it would fit or not.
Is it like a mood ring?
No, it's got like sensors in it and it like regulates your heartbeat and like, cause everything now is just like.
That regulates your heartbeat?
Well, no, it doesn't regulate. It keeps it tracks your heartbeat and okay. like your sleep and if you're running and
your
calories.
Steps?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. My whole new set right now is about people's fascination with steps.
That's such a good.
Everyone wants.
I want to know too.
Oh, and the minute you take a breath, it's like, stand up, loser. And you're like, all right, my phone's yelling at me. You know, it's like, it's fascinating. And then I feel like every time there's like an update, the steps go up more. You're like, at first I feel it was like 10,000 steps a day. Now it's like, you could do 30, you hippo. You
know, 10,000 steps. You're supposed to do that every day.
Yeah.
When I do 10,000 steps in one day, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fucking lie about it. I'm not like an obese person.
But do you go out or do you go to a gym or do you just walk in circles?
I walk in circles. I walk in circles frequently. No, I'm like a power walker around my neighborhood type.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fair.
Yeah. But I always get disappointed because I live in the hills. So sometimes I'll be like, I for sure hit like 4 miles. And
are you up still there? Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
It'll be like one and a half. I'm like, I've been working out for 2 hours. Yeah. How have I only done this?
Those are some hills too.
Those are some fucking hills.
Yeah. That's a hilly area.
It's not to be fucked with.
No. And you don't hit your steps doing those?
No. Because everything's on an incline, so I won't hit 10,000 steps, but it'll feel like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what else I don't like online? Sometimes people and their relationships online.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Like if it's like the couples that are always collaborating with each other.
Oh no. Like they post the same thing on their
they
thing?
They, like, invite the other one to collaborate.
Oh, no. I don't think I've done that. I hope I haven't done that. I did get in trouble for that.
Wait, what do you mean?
Jeff Lewis gave me shit about that because he was like.
But it's also, like, cute if you're in love. You
right.
know, like, you're in love and that's
But it
cute.
Was, like, an anniversary post, too.
You got to do an anniversary
post. You have to do an anniversary post. I got so much shit about it.
You got to do an anniversary post. If you don't do an anniversary post, the relationship's on the rocks.
But also it was a first anniversary post.
Did he do one for you?
Yeah.
If he didn't, would that upset you?
No.
Oh, for me? No anniversary? Why? Are you hiding me?
Am I under the stairs?
Yeah. What's happening? Why don't you want me on the feed?
Dude,
one of my exes, he got into a new relationship. He was in a relationship with this chick for a year. I go, he hasn't even posted her on the timeline. It's not real yet. And then he posted her on the timeline. I go, it's real now.
It's real. Well, it has to be like official.
Yeah. Otherwise, what are you doing? You're hiding her?
Yeah, that always like makes me.
I like to keep people guessing. I'll put like a random dude on my story. I'll be like, people be like, is that a soft launch? It's like, no, it's just. Just a man.
Just some dude I found.
Just some dude I found while I was out.
Yeah. Are you dating within the
community? Absolutely not.
Could you imagine dating
a male comic?
Have you?
I've hooked up with a couple.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. That was my second question.
I mean, like, every time I've hooked up with a comic, I've been like, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
Because then I got to see them.
Right.
Now I have to see them and act like I wasn't naked with them. And then I have to, like, watch them, like, workshop new material.
And that could have been about you.
Disgusting.
I know.
And then if I'm doing something and it's about them and they're in the room.
And then you have to, like, see each other in the hallway. Yeah.
that's the thing. And then you start comedy when you're like in your 20s. So in my 20s, I was more wild. So then I'm like, but luckily I haven't hooked up with that many comics. Thank fucking God. And for me now, that I think that would be way too much.
Yeah.
Dating a comic.
Do you have like a hall pass?
Like a celebrity hall pass?
Do you have if there was a male comedian? Pass? Yeah. If he was like, or she, I don't know.
If one comic was like
who would you be like, all right.
When I'm thinking about it, I can't think of one. That's crazy. It's because I know what it is.
Wait, you know who it is?
No, I just know like what goes
what's gonna
in,
happen?
What's going to go into it.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same way.
I'm like, feels like red flags.
Yeah.
In such a way that it's like not even hot anymore. Just like, it's like sometimes there's a red flag. Like I shouldn't do that, but it's kind of hot and I'm going to do it. This is like, no, don't do it. It's not worth it. You're going to have to see them.
And then like, I get it.
Bring them on stage.
I have less. Oh, God.
All right, the next guy was inside me.
For a few months, but then he was inside everyone else too. Keep it going. Yeah. It's like.
This next comic's emotionally unavailable, but I went with it anyways.
Keep it going.
He's one of my best friends.
Let him hear it. Guys, if you're like me, there's one thing you love, and that's microdosing and macrodosing. When it comes to microdosing or macrodosing psilocybin, there's only one brand I trust, and that's Schedule 35. Head over to schedule35.co. Discount code SHANK15, that's SHENK 15 for 15% off. Whether you're into capsules or chocolates or teas, there's a psilocybin product for you. You'll love it. Let's get back into the pod.
How is it going for you at the store? I haven't seen, I feel like.
The store's been good. I was out of town for a little bit, like a month and a half.
I feel like the last time I was here, you were not. Where you are now. You were not past there.
Yeah, now I'm past. It's fun. I like being past. Yeah. It's so much. It takes the pressure off. And then it feels like you can be more experimental.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because like the whole time before I was like, I don't want to try this new thing. And it's not really there yet. Now I'm like, well, I'm going to try this new thing. And if you don't like it, then it's just not there yet.
I know. Yeah. It's true. It's very true.
It takes that off.
I know.
And then because it's like for so long, I'm like, I just have to do my structured jokes because if Emily's in the room and she hears it, like I want stuff that works. And now I'm like, I'm going to take some chances.
Yeah.
And that feels better.
That's how I feel too. I feel like it's different. Especially like in the OR. I haven't been in the OR in a while. Yeah. And I'm just like, I need to get back in there.
The OR is fun to work stuff.
It is. And I just have like a better time and it's just smaller. Don't get me wrong. Love the main room. Love that check. But like, it's like.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
But you got to bring.
Get that main room energy.
Yeah. 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 But you got to get. But I mean, that's the like.
Different. Yeah. That's not like I'm going to go try something new necessarily.
I've only done like, I want to say I've only like done that maybe twice where I'm like, I'm in the main room tonight.
I'm going to
fucking do it. And I feel like one time it worked great. And then the second time it was like, okay, we can. But it wasn't like, boo.
You sandwich it between material.
We'll take that one to the OR.
Nothing worse than that. Though.
I know.
But it used to matter so much. Like every set that I did at the store mattered so much to me. It would be like, if this is bad, that means I'm not good at comedy. And like so in my own head. And now I'm just like, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that feels better. It feels better to just like be playful and not so worried.
Yeah. Oh, I just walked through there now with like. Just move,
a ukulele.
Move. I feel like a senior with the freshman. Yeah. I'm just like,
Like, let me go to my good main room time spot.
I definitely feel like it's like the new class.
Crazy. It's so fucking crazy. It's even like people that I'm like, okay, that I'll go and I'll be like, I've never seen this person in my life. And that just keeps happening.
You said that?
And that just keeps happening.
I know.
You must really feel that. Because I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And like, everyone knows you. Where have you been this whole time?
Oh,
and they're like, yeah, you don't know what's happening. So I'm like, no.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I was when I popped up. Everyone was like, who the hell is this guy? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know who I am.
Because
I just showed up one night and Mitzi was like, ham. And that was it.
That's awesome.
But
how far? Wait, so did you just get passed right away?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so she loved you right off the bat.
Right off the bat. It was like,
That's so cool that Mitzi passed you.
Yeah, I was the last one.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so I remember, I had only been doing it from October of 2008 is when I started, like, little tiny rooms. It was like, I want to say it was like October 26th. So yeah, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, October 26th, yeah. It was like the first time I did it in like some bar in Silver Lake. Akbar, actually.
Akbar.
So October from 2008. And then I've been doing like a monthly show. I think like Tammy Joe would do a monthly show around town or something. And so October 2008 to June 2009 was when I got passed.
That's so fast.
Wow. Yeah. So it was only like a couple months.
But you're just so naturally talented.
Well, thank you.
She probably was just like, I have to do it.
Yeah.
But that's amazing to have her pass you. Because could you imagine if she didn't pass you and then you'd have to like wait for Tommy to be like.
Well, I wouldn't have even known because I didn't know who she was.
It's kind of like best case scenario.
I had no idea.
It takes the pressure off of it.
I had no idea. It's so funny because I did Polly's show, his like Halloween episode, this Halloween or whatever. And I was telling him that. I was like, you know that like your mom like passed me and I was the last one. He's like, no.
No.
I'm like, I had no idea who she was. I had no idea the structure of the place. I just knew it was like a comedy club that like Robin Williams and all those guys went to. And I was like, oh, yeah, one day I'll do that. And I remember doing it, and everyone was like, oh, my God, Mitzi, and da-da-da-da-da. And I was like, okay, cool, had no clue. I just remember somebody coming up to me and being like, there was a lot of like, who the fuck are you? Where did you, like, people were pissed. Mad.
People get pissed when you get passed.
Oh, were so mad at me. Like, to this.
Who the fuck is this guy coming out of nowhere with his talent?
I still have people who fucking hate me there. Like, I could name names, but I will not. Patreon episode. No. But yeah, like I just can tell they just.
Don't fuck with you.
They're just dismissive and they're just very like.
It's a lot of ego.
Yeah. And it's just like, just shut up. We're all doing like, I'm bringing you up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
like, yeah.
Or you're bringing me up.
Right.
Don't be an asshole.
Right.
Like, so it's just, it's, yeah. I remember when I got past, people were pissed. So mad.
Because it was so fast.
Who are you? Where did you come from? Like,
but then there's also
you don't
people,
belong
there's
here.
Also so many people who are, you're like, you've been trying to get past for 20 years.
I know.
Fucking hang it up, sister. Enough's enough. Fucking get a job at the paper source. And call it a day. You'll be the funniest person at the paper source. You'll get a stable check.
I know.
I'm like, you're doing this for what? Like, you know? Like, there. I wish I could go back in time and tell people, like, 10 years ago. You should just, like... And there's times when I think that about myself, too. I was like, if I don't get past soon, I'm going to fucking get a job at the paper source and just call it.
Yeah.
Because that's like, at a certain point, you're like, am I crazy? Like, I'm still doing this.
Yeah.
And
you'll
like,
have that for a couple more years, you know, maybe a couple more decades.
And then you get further deeper into it and you're like, I'm too far deep down the hole now. And like, you can hear like stories of me having anal sex online. Like I can't get a job at the paper source.
Just wait till this happens.
The paper source sponsors this podcast.
Yeah,
by the way,
thank you so much for your sponsorship.
every
dollar counts. Yeah. Just wait till this happens. And it will.
I'm scared.
maybe it already has. I don't know. Where you're driving down Sunset.
You see the face of someone who...
No. Oh, no. That's another story.
Oh, yeah,
about
yeah.
That. But it's like when you're driving down Sunset and you look over at the Laugh Factory and you think to yourself, will I make God laugh?
No.
Like a comic will pass away and you're like, will I make God laugh one day?
No. That's so dark.
I've thought about that where I'm like, will I make God laugh one
will
day?
I be on
or will I make the marquee
oh, yeah.
when I die?
Dude, oh, I think about making the marquee when I die regularly. That's sick.
I know. I think
that is some sick shit.
But I mean, that's our brains.
We're not even on the fucking marquee now. They don't put anyone's name on the marquee anymore. You have to die to get on the marquee.
Well, or, you know, have a OnlyFans special. I do feel like... We need to bring back the marquee.
The marquee needs to come back. Like, let's get those guys on the ladder with the number letter. What's happening with that?
It's such a moment. You never had your name up there.
Excuse me. I call Peter right now on the podcast.
But you haven't.
No.
It's such a thing. It's such a moment. I remember my first time
when I hosted Potluck, my name was on there. It was like,
yeah.
That's a sentence. It's a sentence thing. Hosting Potluck is like a sentence. I'm like, I think I'm good on that.
What is that? Is that the one where you just bring up? I haven't even done it.
It's like the open mic, and there's like 75 people you have to get up, and everyone's like coming up to you being like, are you going to be able to get me? And you're like, I don't know.
Oh my God. Do you do it anymore?
I haven't done it in years.
Oh my God. If you do it again, please let me come shadow you. Yeah. Totally just.
You're shadowing me hosting Potluck.
I'll be like, what's it like?
It's horrible.
I'm like Paris Hilton with a job. I'm just like, so what do you do?
Oh my God. What are some of your Instagram red flags before we?
Some of my Instagram red flags. Oh man. Thirst.
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 Too many hashtags too.
Too many hashtags, but I feel like now that I don't know. I've never been good with the hashtags, but it's like when the hashtags get a little
insane.
They're
like hashtag cute moments, hashtag anniversary, hashtag
female comic, hashtag male funny. Yeah, like it's just kind of like what is this? Thirst is a big one for me where it's like where you just I'm like just start at OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Seriously, I have especially like in the LGBTQ community, you're just kind of like I have friends where I'm just like, What are you doing?
You could make money off this.
You could make money off of this. And it's also like
people see it.
I know. Like, but I'm like, but what's the end game? Like what? Like, I don't know. And it's just, or isn't there like a close friends thing? Like,
yeah. Well, I see people and I'm on their close friends. I go, I would never put you on my close friends.
But
you
I
see
just,
that?
No, I haven't done that. I haven't done a...
Whoa, really? You invited me. To see your fucking dog? I'm good.
But it's interesting. Yeah, it's like that, the whole nudity. Like, and I love being body positive. Go for it. Yes.
To a degree.
But I posted a picture yesterday of like me and my like, I got this like cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth, which I just love. I love everything from them. It's just like, this is actually a Cozy Earth shirt, but it's just like so soft and it's breathable and it's temperature adjustment, everything. And, promo code Justin Marndo 40 for 40% off. But I got this like new blanket and it's like, it's literally like a Wookiee, like lightly weighted blanket. And I had it on, I didn't have my shirt on and people were like, I bet you had a fucking boner under that blanket. I'm like, come on. Yeah, are you naked under there? And I'm like, I'm fucking naked on my blanket.
So
God.
Also, like, okay, I'll tell you what really freaks me out. If like a guy with a shirtless selfie on the grid.
Well.
Numerous times.
Or workout.
Yes.
You like twitched a little bit.
Yeah. Cause it just brought me back to a situation where I slept with a workout influencer.
Oh no.
Not the kettlebells.
I know. And I'm all about like fitness and doing it, but I'm also like, we know what you're doing.
You just do it behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. I don't need to see you doing lifts with the kettlebell.
Or like, partially nude. Are there female comedians who do like partial nudity? I don't see that. You know what I mean? Like, or they're like, oh, here's my boob. Or like,
I mean, everything's kind of getting blurred now. I feel like you never know what you're going to find online. Never say never. Like, I wouldn't be the craziest thing if you saw a female comic with her tit half out.
But I feel like
you'd be like, oh,
like
that's
Chelsea
just a Monday.
Did that. I feel like Chelsea. Handler? Yeah, I feel like Chelsea's done that.
Chelsea.
And like, but I mean, it's not like I haven't seen.
No, yeah.
No one's done like a butt, like just like you guys, you know.
Not in a minute.
Tuesdays, am I right? Coming to my show, Spokane, Washington.
Yeah.
I feel like guys do that more.
Yeah.
Like straight guys.
straight guys on Instagram, that's a whole episode.
There's traps.
The straight men on Instagram where they're like, but look, I'm just with my mom. Oh, look, a puppy. It's like, are you just with your mom and do you, is that even your dog?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. I also love fish culture. That's my favorite.
What do you mean?
When a guy's just holding a fish.
Mm. Oh.
Look what I fucking caught.
Yeah, feed us, daddy, for 3 months.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Like, what is it? Just yeah. Like guys just like, ugh.
Like, I cut this trout up.
Yeah.
Dude, the thought of a man fishing, nothing grosser to me.
Really?
Just like baiting the hook, mm-hmm. Like the whole thing. And then the dead fish and then, no.
But Shank, you're the fish. Guys are trying to bait you.
Please bait me, kings.
Bait me, kings.
Bait me, kings. On that note, that's our episode. Where can people find you?
Find me on Instagram. I'll be in your reels with my ass out, balls out, dong erect. Now, Justin Martindale on Instagram. Also listen to my podcast, Just Saying with Justin Martindale, which I have awesome. To get you on.
Yes, yes.
And you can catch me on Jeff Lewis Live occasionally on Sirius XM. Cool. And I will also be, Colorado Springs, the E3, December 1st and 2nd.
Okay, cool. So this comes out Wednesday. So perfect. That gives people enough time.
Yeah, I'll be on Thursday's Jeff Lewis Live. So perfect.
Listen to Justin. He's the best. Thank you guys so much for listening. You can find me here every Wednesday on Chank and every Monday on This Bitch. Subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/SarahWineChank, and buy some merch. We'll see you next week. Bye.